Hi, how are you
Can you hear
doing?
me? Can you hear me okay?
I can.
This hopefully this will be short. So as the identity is shifting over and more feelings are being transmuted, things like fear or unworthiness, it's easier to spot. There might be some initial resistance, but then there's this relaxing and this allowing of the feeling and stuff. But there's this one energy that's just sort of puzzling. And the only way I can describe it is like this kind of like tearful gratitude, like it just comes out of nowhere sometimes. So the only way I can describe it is this analogy of like, you know those kinds of amusement rides where you go, a bunch of people go into a room and they have a screen on there and you're riding in a spaceship and the chairs, they vibrate and make it feel like you're in a spaceship.
Or like the
Sort of like that.
simulators, the like
A
simulator.
simulator machine. Yeah. So it feels like the feeling is like I've been on this simulator amusement park ride called Airline Disaster for like a year. And I've forgotten what that I was in a ride. And then all of a sudden the lights go on, the room stops shaking, and then the doors open up and I'm going onto the ground and just hugging it and kissing it. Like it's kind of tearful. Oh my God, the ground. So it feels like that, but it comes out of nowhere and this almost tearful, like, and then the mind is like, where is this coming from? And that's I guess that's what I that was it. That was what I came with. I
So
was sort of wondering, and I felt this while.
this feeling is also known as joy, right? Joy
Yeah, it's
emerging.
almost like this kind of tearful, gosh, I just misunderstood, and then this,
I
like almost
totally,
this.
it just wiped me out for a good couple of 2 or 3 weeks. It would just come with such, I'm gonna say the word force, but that's not right, with such insistence. It was just, there were moments where it just hit me again and again. I have just been utterly wrong about everything. Utterly wrong, and it wasn't a bad realization, it was glorious, but it kind of impacts you
Yeah.
again and again, doesn't it? And at random
Yeah, it's
moments.
definitely definitely gratitude, joy, but then the tears is almost like, is it like a sadness or almost like this kind of I misunderstood, like I
It's
misunderstood.
so for me, I mean, I don't know exactly what it is for you, but it was for me the body's way of expressing relief. There was a huge relief, letting go of tension in the body, which I know we've spoken about before, but some massive relief at just being wrong. I'd never had all the problems that I thought I had ever. I was always safe. I was never, ever going to run out of anything, although I was very convinced I would. And the relief that came from seeing that that was not true, sometimes it would just. It was just tears and tears, like you say, and it just like certain moments, it would just well up, and there was nothing you could do about it. You just had to cry and
Yeah.
feel it, and in a good way, in a very good way, you know.
And it's not just the from the events of this awakening process, but from my this body's entire life, like realizing, wow, all those times of suffering were just part of that
And
simulator
now think about
machine.
your soul, your individual expression as the one being, not just this body. Think of how many times you have experienced as a human being leading up to this in whichever body, not getting what you want, not feeling good enough, not feeling loved, not feeling, I'm going to start crying now if I talk about it, but the recognition on some level that it was never so. For eons, we've believed this in earthly bodies and years. Thinking we're a separate being, we seemingly experienced all these lifetimes. So even just in this lifetime, it's like, oh my gosh, and then the realization that it's never been true. And it also starts to really hit you. It's not true for everyone else right now, right? You start to see that everyone's so convinced that they're not good enough, that they're not lovable, all of that. It just really hits you, doesn't it? There's no other word for it. It kind of impacts you in a good way.
Yeah, I mean, some of the volatile feelings, I'm almost convinced that if I ever had a past life reading or something, I was, another form that I might have taken was probably a soldier on the battlefield. It was like traumatic. It was like very traumatic. The culmination of it.
Even just believing yourself to be a separate being is the most traumatic thing the self could ever experience. Suddenly, instead of being infinite and everywhere and all powerful, suddenly we believe ourselves to be at the mercy of this great big universe. And even worse than that, that we're going to come to an end at some point. And that's terrifying. That's traumatic in itself, isn't it? Right there. When you start to get some space from that, some realization, it's never been so. Joy begins to emerge, but first it's sporadic in these big bursts of explosions of emotion and that kind of thing. But and it will settle after a while, eventually into just this, I'm going to say quiet joy, but that's not really joy that you can hide when you need to, you know, when you need to pretend to be sensible or something. It comes out in fits and starts at first as it breaks through.
Yeah, what really helped is when I did a worst case scenario contemplation, and this really worked for me for any kind of fear, is that, well, what's the worst thing that could happen is the body, this physical body might transition, and that's not, you already know you're eternal, so that's not, but that's doable. Then the other worst case scenario is that you feel some volatile emotions, some energies come up, and then like, then I looked at it, I was like, that's really it. That's really like the worst case
scenario. We're feeling those all the time anyway, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know, I might die and it'll be scary and painful. Well, I've been in pain, physical pain many times before, and I've felt fear many times before. How would this be any different?
Yeah, that's, you know, that's exactly what I thought. Yeah, it's, wow, it's not that I haven't done this before. So,
just more of the same as a separate being, isn't it?
Yeah, and from that viewpoint, that that tearful gratitude of like, oh my gosh, the ground, thank God.
Yeah, and as it sinks in deeper, it will become less shocking because it's just more and more normal. It's never been the way I thought it was, and that comes with a kind of relaxation in it, doesn't it? I've never been unsafe. It's not possible for me to be unsafe or unloved or whatever it is that we're believing that diminishes the joy and the love.
Yeah, that's definitely growing here. I mean, the tumultuous moments may be a little bit more sharp because there's such a feeling of peace. So when the tumultuous moments come, they feel a little bit more stinging. But as they're transmuted, like the noumenon knows what to do with it and just starts transmuting it.
And that's exactly what's happening. It's transmuting back into its natural state, just like you are. So fear turns back into joy. The absence of fear is going to result in joy, isn't it? The absence of any self-negation is going to result in peace and bliss. It cannot be otherwise. They're really the same one thing, as I was saying earlier, but we're so...
Yeah, sometimes within seconds, like I can't even hold on to the fear or the anger and the noumenon, then I try to feel them both, and just one, just almost like the way someone described it, like water hitting a hot griddle. It just sort of sizzles and then this goes away.
Immediately, yeah, it's just gone. Yeah. Because nothing can touch that love and survive. Nothing that's of a lower frequency than the love. Nothing can be in the presence of that love and survive, can it? It can't still take the shape of fear for very, very long at all. And
then once it's seen it's all the same motion,
Once
it's seen it's all the same motion, the wave goes down almost automatically.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what shape it's taking then, and then the process is even quicker, doesn't it? Because you just, what's next to transmute?
I realized it's like this... The noumenon is playing this peekaboo game with itself. Like, I'm looking, where am I? Oh, it's me. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, I'm everywhere. I was hiding everywhere as everything.
Yeah, it's like playing peekaboo with itself. It's like, gotcha, it's you. Like, oh, yeah, it's me. So, anyway, I won't take any more of your time. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good. Lovely. Good to talk to you. Caroline, when you're ready.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm really, really, really good.
Really, really, really good. That's good.
I wasn't going to talk, but just to say that was a fantastic teaching. It was so good. You finished by a sentence which just grabbed me like a bullet.
Don't ask me what I said because I've already forgotten.
You said, "My life is meaningless."
Ah, yeah.
So it's a bit like a bullet. Okay. Again, is that adjust
over... I hope you're enjoying being shot.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Not an issue anymore, right?
It just grabbed me like, wow, my life is meaningless.
You see, that's the only thing that's ever troubled us. You know, some emotion arises and the meaning we give it immediately is, I'm not enlightened because of this emotion. And it's nonsense. Like, where did this myth come from that awakened beings, you know, never feel anything the ego would call negative. It's just they don't, it doesn't mean anything to them in that way, does it?
No.
It's just another way I'm showing off, like we were just saying, another shape I'm taking. And as I see it from there, it immediately transmutes back into something higher. It has to.
And the last few days, there's been this, I don't know what to call it anymore. I don't really label it anymore. This just comes, and it not comes, but it's sort of revealed that everything's very impersonal now. It just, there's no sense of a someone that needs a this. There's almost like an infiltration somewhere of something lots bigger, but without knowing what the lots bigger is or anything. It's just an absolute not knowing. And also with that, the floodgates have opened and the energy, I'm like a six-year-old. I mean, I feel like jump off mountains. I can do jobs like I'm super fast. I did so much yesterday. I thought a lot of energy before. This is like unboundless energy.
It really is infinite, isn't it? It's infinite, and you see what abundance is.
It's amazing, and the joy and the happiness, and it is so wonderful. And also within that, I don't know what this is, but the alignment keeps coming in, like there's some alignment, but that's as far as it goes. And with it is some, like when I talked about when a sangha's having these urges and having to, it's almost like I'm being nudged or shoved or guided, or that there's some guidance coming that has got nothing to do with a personal sense of who I am.
It's the self doing what it wants, isn't it?
Yeah.
And loving doing it because it's no longer constricted by, or less and less constricted by, these beliefs that have shaped what it can experience, and just so enjoying.
It is, and there's no roadblocks. It's like, and there's no, well, there's no, I don't even, that's it. You see, I can't speak now. I can't say any more about it. Yeah, that's it.
Wonderful. Enjoy it. And
just thank you, Helen.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. I get to enjoy it just as much as you do, maybe more. Every time someone breaks through, I feel it. So it's purely, I get the same joy. So it's all good. Mm. And to see, you know, beings breaking through illusion and waking up is the best thank you ever, because
there's loads as well. Everybody's breaking through.
There's no need for it to take so long or be so difficult when you have the right information, you know, and that's really what I'm all about, isn't it? So wonderful.
Thank you. Very grateful.
Lovely. Take care. Okay, Ian and Maggie. We will take a very quick break after your question, Ian and Maggie, and then we'll come with the prayer, Sergio's prayer.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, yep.
Yeah. My question is around emotions.
Oceans.
Sorry, emotions.
Oh, sorry.
Close.
Okay. It's good we got that sorted out otherwise.
Yeah. It's good to get start on the right track here.
Don't start me off. Okay.
Go on.
Right, okay. Because you mentioned obviously not putting the good or bad label on whichever's been experienced. And also you mentioned at one point things come up to be healed. And my question is kind of around that, because I sometimes have the feeling that if I look inside deep enough, I'll be able to feel fear. And then if I switch it to something else, I'll be able to experience grief. And if I move it again, I'll be able to experience sadness. And And if I move it towards that peace and joy and that stillness, then I'll experience really a lot of joy. So I was kind of puzzled whether, is there anything that really needs to be healed, or is it your...
There isn't.
Yeah.
And then there isn't, and it's just all you, and it's all experienced the same anyway. There might be some lower frequencies that still run through the body every now and again.
Yeah.
Which we could kind of call healing as they transmute, but very loosely. Very loosely, you know, just...
So once you take the label off it, then it's... Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's
nothing. What's it like without the label?
Yeah.
And the meanings, you know, like what meanings do we have around guilt? You know, and the or fear or anger or something. And the one universal meaning that every spiritual seeker stamps on any negative emotion, doubt or thought is, when they arise, what is it? Can you tell me?
Sorry, I totally missed that. Sorry, totally Zoom. Sorry.
The one meaning that we stamp as seekers on everything that arises that's negative, ego, are called bad, unwanted or negative.
Yeah.
Or unreal, as we were talking with Marisol, untrue.
Yeah.
Is that I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
And then we have a moment of peace, love, and joy. We go, I'm there now. You know, that's like, this is it.
So if, will I always be able to look and find fear if I look?
If you really, really, really remember times when you felt not safe, if you really try hard to focus on something now, you can eventually rumble up those feelings in your body eventually.
Yeah.
But after a while, they spontaneously combust in the love, don't they? Like Mike was saying, the water and the steam.
So you don't have to get rid of the fear, do you?
If it's fear, then yes, you'll be trying to get rid of it. If it's just another shape that you're taking, how will your response be different to it? If it is the self... Would I want to get rid of myself if this thing is me? If I know that so clearly, if this is silence in disguise, if this is presence in dressed up to look like fear, how will I handle it differently? How will I respond to it differently? Like a present, you know, like you buy someone a gift and you wrap it up and they've got no idea what's inside it, and you have to open it and you find out what's inside is exactly, is beautiful.
Right, okay. That kind of makes sense.
But this is actually really, really relevant to what are we saying at the beginning, because if you look at it as fear, it's an object outside of you that you can't control. Isn't it?
Yeah.
If in this example, fear, and it could be any doubt, any negative emotion, any negative experience, any other being, anything. If we look at it from the labels, you can never get to the end of it that way. Because if I think fear is separate to me, I'm always going to be in relationship to it. I'll be trying to accept it. I'll be trying to reject it. I'll be trying to prove, I don't know, some, you know, trying to do something with it. Can you do that, though, if it is what is true? And what is real, it's already what you are, not different from. Just like ice and water and steam are all H2O. They look different, they feel different. But they're all the same essence, aren't they?
Yeah. Because I've spent the last month, in the last lesson, it was all about allowance and allowing it all to not push anything away.
And this is the natural fruit of that month, isn't it, then? That...
Yeah, because it did make me realise that I think I've tried to dampen down and shied away from any strong emotion, any even joy to a certain extent, and happiness. I've not, I've tried to like only do it at certain times, if you know what I mean, when it's kind of controlled, you know
I'll
what I mean?
I'll be joyful on schedule.
Yeah, yeah. I go to convenience. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was in the supermarket earlier today and there were people moaning about the face masks, you know, like, when can we get rid of all this nonsense? And I was thinking, you know, when I get rid of mine, when we can finally take them off, people are going to, I'm going to have to start being serious again, like stop grinning like a Cheshire cat all the time. Because you can do that behind a face mask and no one can see you, you know. Anyway, it'll just emerge like that, won't it? It'll be more, when you don't see it with the labels, it'll just be what is, and that only be peaceful anyway. It doesn't matter, you don't have to have it change shape or frequency to feel how you want to feel.
Lovely,
lovely.
Thanks, Helen. Thank you.
Of course. Okay, so we'll take.